Hello, 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 hello. This is Parenting in the Pursuit of Purpose, a program within Mothers of Joy University. And I am Cherise Nicole Stapleton, the founder and CEO of Mothers of Joy University, where empowering families is truly a way of life. So today's episode is saying what you mean and meaning what you say. Now, I don't know about you, but in my life where my children are concerned, they're adults now, but when you talk to people or when you talk to children, you have to mean what you say. So for instance, if you tell a child, go and pick up your shoes, you can't say, would you please go, or would you go pick up your shoes? Because if you do that, it gives them the option to say, well, no, I don't want to go pick up my shoes. Or why do I have to pick up my shoes? I know this might sound funny, but something as simple as telling your child instead of asking them kind of puts you in a different category. Let me tell you what I mean. So most of the time when you give little people the opportunity to say no, they then can think for themselves, right? But you as a parent, and in that moment, you just want them to put their shoes away. So the best way to combat this is to be an example. When you come in the house and you put your shoes at the door or you take your shoes to your room, be consistent with that. Because consistency is one of the best things that you can teach your children. So my point on today, this is very brief, but very meaningful. Be an example. Say what you mean and mean what you say. Another example is, hey, I need you to go get something for me out the car. What does that do? It gives them the opportunity to say, I don't want to go, or I don't feel I have to go, or well, why can't you go? And then now you have to go back and forth with your child, whereas from the beginning, state what you mean. Go get the bag out the car. There should be nothing else said after that. There should just be going to get the bag out the car. Take the trash out. It's just giving one or two word. They're not commands, but they're just stating what it is that you need them or want them to do without asking. Because if you ask them, they're going to tell you no. They're going to say, no, I don't want to do that. And most of the time, when you work at a job, not being critical with this, but when you work somewhere, your boss or your supervisor, or if you're self-employed, you'll just say, hey, this has to be done, so do it. Within a job, your boss or your supervisor will say, hey, this has to be done by this time, and I need you to, you know, do this one first or this one second. And what do? You handle it. So within this session, I wanted you to understand that sometimes we give our children a little too much leeway and we don't say what we mean and mean what we say. My name is Cherise Nicole Stapleton. I am the founder and CEO of Mothers of Joy University, where empowering families is truly a way of life. And this is Parenting in the Pursuit of Purpose. Thank you.